Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Pleasure to have a group across the aisle, across the desk from me this morning. A very dedicated group, and they have something that they would like to say to open the show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did you have something else you were going to add there?
Yes. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
There you go. You start every meeting like that, huh?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Linda Sargent. How are you doing today, Linda?
I am awesome this morning.
Linda comes in here from time to time. You folks may recall her coming in from Frontier Community College. I didn't realize that the college was closed today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah?
That's why I picked this day to be on the radio, get in trouble.
You're not getting in trouble.
That's right.
Well, you see, and that's the fun thing. You're bringing kids down from Louisville, from up in Clay County. Tell me the kids that you're bringing in today.
Well, I have some of my Cub Scouts, and in Scouts we have Tiger Cubs, we have Bears, we have Wolves, and Weeblos, depending on, you know, what their achievements are and their age. And then I also have I brought one of my Girl Scouts, and in Girl Scouts we have Daisies, Brownies, and Juniors, all from the Louisville area. I'm very proud of them.
So Daisies are younger than Brownies?
Yes.
I always thought Brownies were the youngest ones.
Well, maybe you're right and I'm wrong.
Well, no. It could be. I would have no idea, but just from family who are Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, I was a Boy Scout as well.
I could be wrong because I just started being a Girl Scout leader. I've been a Cub Scout leader and a Boy Scout leader for a long time, but I just took over being a Girl Scout, so, you know.
What made you join the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, other than having presumably children or grandchildren involved?
Well, my boys, when they were little, a couple years ago, many moons ago, I wanted them to learn respect. I wanted them to learn discipline. I wanted them to learn to care and have compassion, care about their country. So those were values that I saw that the Boy Scouts could offer. And so I've been doing Boy Scouts since, oh my goodness.
You're about to date yourself, aren't you?
Yeah. That's why I said a couple years ago. But
you've been doing Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts for a little while.
A little while, yes.
Long enough that, ladies and gentlemen, Linda's wearing her uniform in here today. It's the Boy Scout Scoutmaster uniform.
Yes. Not Scoutmaster, troop leader. Mike Burge is the Scout, is the Cub Master. We don't want him to get mad at me.
All right. She's a troop leader outfit, but you've been wearing it long enough that you've washed off the Boy Scouts of America.
It's been washed a couple times.
That's pretty cool. You want to introduce these fellows to me, and lady, or would you like me to introduce them?
Well, why don't you do? Because they think it's pretty cool to be here.
All right. Well, let's start with, okay, which of you children is Tucker Childers? Tucker, go up there into that microphone. How you doing?
This is my grandson, by the way.
You're Tucker. Who your mom and dad, Tucker?
Jeremy
and Carrie Childers.
Let the boy talk.
Sorry.
Come on, Grandma. All right, Tucker, what grade are you in?
Second.
So you're in second grade. What are you, a Cub Scout or a Boy Scout or what?
I'm a Bear Scout.
You're a Bear Scout. Now, is Bear Scout, was it a wolf or a what do you start with?
You start with Tiger Cub.
Tiger Cub.
And
Weeblo.
Right. So, Weeblos are the ones that are right before you go into Boy Scouts.
Right.
We have a couple Weeblos today.
I'm trying to remember. We be Loyal Scouts. Okay, I was trying to remember that. It's been a long time since I was a Weeblo.
And they have to work really hard to achieve, you know, to master each achievement. So they've done some work to get where they're at.
Okay, so Tucker, you're a Bear Scout. What exactly does that entail? What do you do as a Bear Scout? Do you like to, do you go out and... And, like, cut down trees and all that kind of stuff? What exactly do you do?
You have to help people.
Help people? What's your favorite way to help somebody?
Help them do chores.
Help them do chores? Like what?
Dishes.
Oh, that. Okay, now, so do you help do you help other people do dishes and stuff, or is it just your own family? He's kidding. You're cheating. Linda's
afraid what he's going to say. Go ahead, bud.
Go ahead, bud.
What do you like to do to help people?
Pick up trash.
You like to pick up trash? I got to tell you, you're in the right place for that. There's all kinds of trash all over the place here if you want to pick some stuff up. Go out by the highway. Did you bring
We do that.
Did you bring your orange coveralls to go out by the highway and start picking up trash?
No.
No? All right. Well, that's fine. Thank you very much. I'll come back to you. All right. Now, we'll need to talk here to Jeffrey Blaine. You're Jeffrey. Go near a microphone. Jeffrey, pick
here,
one.
Jeff.
I don't care which one.
You can sit on my knee.
How you doing, Jeffrey?
Good.
Where are you from?
Sailor Springs.
Sailor Springs. Okay. How long have you been in scouting?
Tough question. About 4 years?
Yeah, about 4 years.
Why don't you turn that microphone a little bit so that he can hear it. 4 years. What got you interested in scouting? Somebody, I guess you wouldn't know anything about
it.
Somebody
must have. Scouts in Clay City, and then I moved here.
Okay.
Louisville Scouts.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of scouting? Now that you've doing it for a while, the food drive. Tell me about the food drive. How's that work?
We help people by giving food to the food pantry.
Do you have a particular time of year or a particular time of month that you do the food drive? When's that?
This Saturday.
That's this week? See, now, Linda, you told me this and I forgot it, so I apologize. Tell me about the food drive. Tell me what's going on this week.
We hang these bags on the door, and we come back next week and they're full of food, and we take it to the food pantry.
So you're going to be going around, walking around Louisville, or what towns are you covering? Just Louisville?
Yeah.
So you're going to be walking around Louisville this weekend, just like you're trick-or-treating, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Except you're giving a bag instead of taking candy.
Yeah.
Now, do you think anybody, would you mind, will you mind, Jeffrey, I'm talking to Jeffrey Blaine, he's a Weebelo from Louisville. Would you mind, Jeffrey, if somebody, whenever you're giving him the bag there, says, hey, that's nice, that's really thoughtful, here, have a Snickers bar.
No, I wouldn't take it.
You wouldn't take it? You don't like Snickers bars?
I like Snickers.
But that's not the part of the job right then, is it?
No.
You're focused, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's good. That's wonderful that you. We're going to come back to Jeffrey after a while because I want to know. He's like Jeffrey here, ladies and gentlemen, is loaded up with merit badges and all kinds of patches and stuff. And I'm going to ask what all that kind of thing is. All right, Garen, how you doing? Are you Garen? Say hello to the microphone.
You have to talk. Hello.
There you go. Hello, Garen. Tell me who's your mom and dad.
Mike and Bonnie.
Mike and Bonnie. You're from Louisville.
Yeah.
Okay. How now? What level of scouting have you reached?
Weeblo.
How long you been in it?
Probably around 4 years.
Now tell me. I was talking to Jeffrey a few minutes ago, and he says that his favorite part of scouting is the food drive. Which to me, I think he's just sucking up because he's sitting next to the troop leader right there. It's being nice. Because I can't imagine that's the favorite part. What's your favorite part of scouting? Camping.
Yes, that.
Do you like the campouts?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of a campout?
Well, last year we went camping. We went to a Boy Scout camp, and we done a bunch of stuff.
Yeah? Like what?
Archery, BB guns, canoeing.
BB guns? That's cool.
And walk, adventuring, and a whole bunch of crud. Well, stuff to do.
Are you at the level of scouting where you get in the Boy Scout camps or the Cub Scout camps?
I'm the same as Jeffrey.
You're the same as Jeffrey. Okay. Do you do the orienteering and all that kind of stuff yet with the compasses?
Not yet.
No,
not yet.
Not yet.
He does.
Okay,
not us, that kind of stuff.
All right. So you have the camp outs, and do you have the fires and stuff going there?
When we're done at the camp,
try to talk into the microphone a little bit.
We take down the flag at the camp.
You take that? Is that your job?
Well, basically at the camp, before we get to do all of our stuff, we go to this flag ceremony. They raise a flag. They pick a group. Raises the flag, then at the night, they get a group to take down the flag, then everybody leaves.
Because the flag cannot touch the ground, can it?
No.
We have to respect
the
flag.
So is that, are you like looked upon as quite a position of honor, being the group to to put up and take down the flag?
Yeah. When we were there, it was pretty fun, and really, it was just
did you ever drop
time.
The flag? What do you do if you drop the flag?
Well, we fold it up, then we put it back in a case, then everybody just goes back into their cars, trucks, or vans.
Have you ever dropped the flag?
No, we only raise the flag.
That's why they've got him in a position of honor, isn't that right, Linda?
Well, we take our flag ceremonies pretty serious.
I'm
because
certain.
We have great respect for our flag and for our veterans. And by the way, thank you to all the veterans who have served our country. We take that very seriously. And when we are doing the flag ceremonies, that nobody talks.
Is that right?
Nobody talks.
Well, you see, now tell me about the ceremony we just had a minute ago. Tell me, so before every meeting, you do the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, right?
Yep, we do that.
And I noticed, by the way, that you were, whenever you did the Scout Pledge, you didn't need the right to read it off the sheet of paper like some people did.
No, I just simply knew it.
Yeah. The trooper was
but
looking off the paper.
Like, sometimes, Bruce, some people don't really know the...
Well, that's fine. They get a little help, right?
Yeah, they get a little help from a paper.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Well, we just changed from the Cub Scout promise to the Boy Scout promise.
So we're in the process of relearning.
Learning.
Okay, Linda's giving an excuse for herself there, isn't she? True.
Yeah. It's pretty fun for most parts since I've been here for 4 years.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of great stuff.
Well,
Linda was even a scout leader.
Yeah.
We did a whole bunch of stuff. Like
is Linda as a scout leader?
Oh,
well,
gosh.
she great at she's great at sometimes, but sometimes she can just be a little.
She can be a pain in the neck, can't she?
Yes.
Grumpy? Am I grumpy?
Well, that's
sometimes,
fine.
Sometimes.
That's fine. I'm not going to let you get yourself in any more trouble. You're doing great. You're doing great, Garen.
Yeah.
I've got some more folks here we're going to talk to. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. We're going to talk. We're talking scouting today, and it's a lot of fun. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Da, 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 da. The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and center. Clarity, peace, serenity.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. I appreciate you tuning in today. I'm joined by Linda Sargent. She's a Cub Scout troop leader and Girl Scout leader up in Louisville. Also works over here at Frontier. And we're talking today with some of the kids from the Cub Scout troop number. What is that, 295 on your shirt there, guys? 295 on your shirt, as well as Girl Scouts. And let's speak to the Girl Scout. And I want you to scoot over a little bit toward the microphone. And what is your name, young lady?
Angel.
You need to scoot up a little closer to the mic.
Talk loud.
Tell me that again.
Angel.
Angel Allison, right? Who's your mom and dad?
Amy and Jeff Allison.
Okay, you're from where?
Sailor Springs.
You're from Sailor Springs as well? What level of Girl Scout have you reached?
Brownie.
You're a brownie. So what are some of the things, what's your favorite thing that you like about the Girl Scouts? What's the most fun for you? You don't know. Is it all fun? I know you've got a, I'm going to have to ask Linda to help with the goals and stuff. Do you have any, how do you help the community? How do the Girl Scouts help out?
Do we write cards for people to make them happy?
Mm-hmm.
And we raise money to help feed the homeless. We collect food.
Okay. Now I heard Linda just say you raise money to help the homeless. What's your main fundraising? I'm presuming it's the cookies?
We just finished Nut and Candy. Nut and Candy. We sell. We just sold our candy, but cookies are coming. Let me say that again. Cookies are coming.
Cookies are not here yet.
Cookies. No, they're not here yet, but they're coming.
Have you been selling cookies before, Angel?
Yeah.
Do you go door to door?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to remember how Girl Scout... Tell me how Girl Scout cookies work. Do you have to take an order first, and then you bring the cookies later, or will you have the cookies on you?
We will have the cookies.
We will have the cookies.
You will have the cookies. Okay. You had a list there of some of the things that the Girl Scouts, your goals.
Well, with Girl Scouts is a little different than the Cub Scouts, because the Cub Scouts have... a certain achievement levels they have to reach for the whole program. Girls, it's girl-led, so the girls make their goals.
Okay. Girls set their own goals?
They set their own goals. Their own goals. We want to teach them leadership. We want to teach them...
confidence?
Confidence and good character. So they want to... Like, one of the things that we all do, Cub Scouts and Girl Scouts, is we go to the Clay County Animal Rescue Shelter. And while we're trying to get our 50-mile hiking goal, we also walk the rescue dogs.
Oh, really?
And we pick up trash throughout the park. So we hit like 3 goals at one time when we're out and about.
Where's the shelter up there?
It is right on the south end of Louisville.
Okay.
And so we walk up and down the track to walk the dogs, and we walk to the park and then pick up all the trash to make it more beautiful.
Do you keep track of your mileage?
Yes, we do.
So what, do you have a Fitbit or something, or what are you using, just
we
a pedometer?
Little pedometers, yeah. And then we know we have it marked off from this point is a mile, so if we go down and back, that's 2 miles.
Okay.
And some of my scouts, I mean, Garen and Jeffrey are some of them, they've almost hit 30 miles for their 50-mile hike, so.
Poor old Jeffrey's about to fall asleep on the table there. You all right, Jeffrey?
He's just being quiet, being really good.
He is? Well, you see, now that's not the point of a talk show.
I know. But they got briefed. They got briefed before we got here.
All right. Well, but that makes sense. Give me some of the goals.
Yes, this is their goals: pick up trash, walk the rescue dogs, stop the fighting in the world, give toys to kids who don't have any, be a friend to someone who's sad, be nice, make someone happy on their birthday. That if they have no friends, be a friend to them.
Angel, which one of those is your favorite so far? What's your favorite goal to reach? When you reach one of those goals, hey, move that microphone around a minute so she'll be able to hear. What's your favorite goal to reach?
Clean up the park.
You like cleaning up the park? Now, that's just so that, like, whenever you're there the next time with your family, that it looks nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about walking the dogs? Do you like hanging out with the shelter dogs?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind? Do you have a favorite kind of shelter dog?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like big dogs or little dogs?
A pit bull. Really? Those pit bulls are nice, aren't they? But you can walk them and not be scared of them, because some folks are scared of pit bulls. That's good. Is it tough for you to walk up and down the mile on the tracks?
Kind of.
Yeah, but you get a little sense of accomplishment, maybe? If you know what that is. She may not realize what a sense of accomplishment is. I bet
we feel good when we help, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay, I cut you off. You had some other goals there.
Right. They want to donate money to kids who have lost their arms or legs. They want to have cards at the funeral home that says the Girl Scouts care.
Yeah.
And help pay for a funeral. They want to help the elderly. So every month, the Cub Scouts and the Girl Scouts take turns, and we create goodie bags and gifts for the Meals on Wheels shut-ins.
Okay.
They want to feed the hungry, so we're going to be having a dinner sometime in the near future. And then we also help the boys do the scouting for food, which again starts this Saturday.
Yeah.
They want to recycle. They want to make gifts for people in the hospital. They want to have candy in the doctor's offices for people who are getting shots or who are sad. And then make cards to give to people to make them have a happy day.
I got to tell you, I like the thought of the candy the best.
Well, that was an important one.
I think they don't
like shots.
Now, Angel, tell me, you're helping with the Cub Scouts this weekend with the food program then, right? The drive?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As far as you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as long as we've got her committed, Linda.
Well, and then after we do scouting for food with the Cub Scouts Saturday morning, well, we'll end probably at 1. Then we have our Girl Scout Thanksgiving dinner, and any girl that brings canned goods or food for that gets an act of kindness patch.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
We're doing a double whammy of collecting food.
How big's your troop?
I have 29 girls.
How big?
And in the boys, I think we're up to 26,
close to
30. So we have a lot of kids.
Where do you guys meet?
We are graciously provided a place by the Louisville Methodist Church, and we use the Turner Hall. They pretty much let us have that when we need it, and that is awesome because we could not do that without their help and support.
Now, Logan, do you want to talk some here too? I know this is mainly a Cub Scout show, but you want to talk? Why don't you scoot over there to that microphone? And
that's my other grandson.
Introduce yourself. Come up close there, big boy. And
come over here by me.
Yeah, come over there by
Grandma.
That way I can
hint you if you start to say something. No, I'm kidding.
Now, are Tucker and Logan related?
Sit down.
Tucker and Logan, you're both grandchildren. Are they cousins?
Yes, they are cousins.
Okay. Logan, say hello.
Hello.
And introduce yourself to everybody.
I'm Logan, and I'm from PAC 282 in Flora.
How old are you, Logan?
I'm 14.
So you're first degree. What is? Let me remember this. There was second class scout, first class scout, two or three others up to eagle. But what level have you reached?
I am working on first class right now.
First class. Okay. Do you some of your merit badges that I presume you went through Boy Scouts too, right?
Somewhat.
Do some of your patches, you get to carry them over, or you got to start over again when you get the Boy Scouts? Do you? Okay, what merit badges have you reached? Do you know?
I have canoeing, I have fishing, I have camping, wilderness survival.
First aid,
cooking.
I was asking Garen and Jeffrey about orienteering earlier. They kind of gave me a look like, we don't do that. But you've done that, right? The compasses and stuff?
Oh, yes.
Is that part of your wilderness survival thing?
Yes. And you also have to build a homemade tent and sleep in it over there.
Wait a second. Okay. Stop right there. How do you build a homemade tent? Do you have a blanket or do you have, what are you making it out of?
They gave us two tarps
and
some string, and we're allowed to use our sleeping bags.
Oh, okay.
And you have to make a tent out of it and sleep in it overnight.
So did you use your, tell me what you built. Well, how did you build one? What's it look like?
Well, we took a black tarp and a clear tarp.
Okay.
Took the black tarp, laid it down on the ground.
Okay, it's underneath.
Between two trees.
All right.
Took some binder's twine, the string.
All right.
Wrapped it down one and to the other.
Okay.
Took the other tarp, put it over it.
Okay, so you're basically, you want to make sure that it's not too high how tall did you make it?
3 feet.
3 feet, okay.
And we put rocks on the side to keep it down.
To keep the edges of the tarp down?
Yes. And two people had to do this. Two people had to sleep in the tent.
Okay, so it had to be a two-man pup tent you're basically making.
And at the door where you come in, we took two sticks, popped them up, and wrapped the excess black tarp around it so it would be kind of like a wall so nothing could get in.
Oh, is that right? I was sitting there trying to think how you kept the bugs and animals
snakes
and stuff from
snakes
and stuff. Where do you do this? Where's the campground? Where's Boy Scout
I
camp?
I do not remember the name.
Do they go to Camp Joy still? Or
yes.
I didn't know.
Camp Joy's where the Cub Scouts went.
Okay.
You guys did, I think you did that down in...
Logging Lake.
Okay.
Logging Lake. That's
okay. Is that where you learned how? Tell me about the getting of the canoeing merit badge.
Canoeing was a pain. I can say that.
Canoeing's a pain, huh? How so?
Because you have to learn all the strokes, and when you get it done, it's actually pretty fun. But you have to swamp a canoe, which is you go into the middle of a lake.
Uh huh.
You fill your canoe up with water.
That's probably pretty easy. To fill your canoe with water.
Yeah. And you have to get back in the canoe when it's filled with water and paddle back with your hands.
Is that right?
Then there's another one where you have to go to the middle of the lake where there's another canoe upside down.
Uh-huh.
And you have to pull up the canoe on your canoe.
Okay.
Flip it over.
Oh, really? So you're draining the canoe out in the middle of the water.
By yourself.
By yourself. Against another canoe, though. You do have the other canoe, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That seems pretty heavy. Are you having to kick pretty hard? Do you have a swimming merit badge too?
Not yet. I will soon.
Oh, okay. That sounds like something you might have wanted though to be able to do.
I know how to swim. It just
do you? You just haven't got the merit badge yet. Does that keep folks from trying for a canoeing?
No.
No. Well, that's good.
They're pretty good about teaching them how to swim.
How many merit badges do you have so far?
Oh man,
I think 11.
I'm trying to remember how many it takes to become to get first class. Is it 12, 15 or
20.
Something? 20. Oh, boy.
Oh, for first class?
Yeah.
Oh, I got enough.
You got enough?
It's
you just haven't gone through the ceremony yet? Or
their court of honor is coming up on the 24th, so
I see.
He'll be getting.
I see. Okay. Well, so you're ready. What's next after that, after first class? Do you remember? Crawling up the line. I'm thinking it's like Star Scout. Thank you. I was forgotten that.
Then life, then eagle.
Star, life, and eagle. How many merit badges do you have to get your eagle?
A lot.
Up to 30, I believe.
I was thinking probably more than that, even. Yeah, 35 or 50 or something.
It's more than 30. It's a lot.
Are you enjoying it?
Yes.
I didn't get your last name, by the way. Get introduce yourself. Lehigh?
Logan Lehigh,
and you scout in Louisville. Do you live in Louisville too?
I don't scout in Louisville. I scout in Flora.
You scout in Flora, okay?
There's no Boy Scouts in Flora. I mean, in Louisville right now. So he's in Flora.
Are there Cub Scouts in Flora too?
Not anymore.
Okay, so Cub Scouts in Flora, or pardon me, Cub Scouts in Louisville will feed into the Flora Boy Scouts.
Yes, we try to prepare them to be good and ready for the Boy Scouts when they get there.
I get it. You enjoy what you're doing?
Yes.
How big's your troop?
I think we have up to 30 kids.
What's That's your favorite lot. Part of having been a Boy Scout now, a year and a half or 2 years or whatever you've been?
2 years.
2 years?
Going to Canada.
Canada? You guys went to Canada? Do they have Boy Scouts up there? Because I thought it was BSA.
Yes.
Boy Scouts of America. I guess that's North America too, right?
Well, and that's why they sell their Trails End popcorn. That's why they'll be selling Christmas trees in Flora and snowmen, because all of that money will be going towards their trip.
Sure.
So, you know, part of that money goes for each boy to go on their trip. And it costs a lot of money to go. $600 a kid. So.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking with Linda Sargent. She's a Cub Scout troop leader up in Louisville, along with Tucker Childers, Jeffrey Blaine, Garen Bailey, Logan Lehigh, and Angel Allison. And we're talking about Boy Scouting and Cub Scouting and Girl Scouts. And we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. Talk a little bit more with these folks and more about what's going on this weekend and their other stuff they have going on. We're on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390, WFIW 104.9 FM, Fairfield. Back in a moment. We'll be right back. Do you? That's cool. That's good. I'm glad. Is that right? Well, hold on. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. My name's Bruce Dickey. I appreciate you tuning in. I've got Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts in here today. We're just talking things over with about scouting. And we've got Linda Sargent. She's the troop leader of Cub Scout Pack number 295 in Clay. See, now he's got me doing it.
Louisville,
Illinois. And along with her, Tucker Childers is here, along with Jeffrey Blaine, Garen Bailey, Logan Lehigh, and Angel Allison. And they're all having a good time. All right, now, Garen, you grab that microphone and you make it yours. This is going to be, say it's yours. Say it's yours. All right, hold on, turn that down, didn't I? Turn that down because I had a moment a second ago. Okay, you ready to talk?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about those merit badges. Those aren't merit badges. That's your bobcat and your wolf badge, aren't you?
Yep.
So Weebelows is after.
I have not got my bear badge yet, but I have no clue why. But I know I'm past it.
And our advancement ceremony's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're ready to get your Weebelow patch?
Yeah. But before I get my Weebelow badge, I'm gonna have to get my bear.
You want to fill out your whole slots over there, right? You want to make sure all these slots are full. I don't blame you a bit. Okay, now tell me, you guys went camping, right?
Yes.
Tell me about going camping. What do you eat when you're camping?
What we ate, well, we didn't really, the only thing that we ate there, the first time we went cooking, we had hot dogs and s'mores. That was the first time.
You cook them yourself?
Yeah, we cooked them ourselves.
They have to cook supper every night at camp.
You cook supper every night at camp? How many days are you at camp?
We were there for a whole week.
You need to back up to talk. Make sure the microphone can
A whole week.
You're there for a week, huh?
Yeah, Monday to Friday.
Yeah? So basically hot dogs every night then?
Well, no, we didn't have hot dogs every night.
Well, that's good. What else did you make?
We made peach cobbler the second day.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How do you make peach cobbler out in the middle of the woods?
Well...
In a Dutch oven.
In a Dutch oven.
Talking to the thing. In a Dutch oven.
We made it in a Dutch oven.
So you had an oven already out there?
After we made the stuff.
Yeah.
We put the Dutch oven onto a big fire pit.
What's a Dutch oven?
Well, a Dutch oven, it's
just a great big old pot?
Yeah, it's a metal pot.
Okay.
And we had to put it on. We had the fire. It was still burning. We took some coal, and we put it on the lid.
You put it on top?
Yeah, we put it on top of the lid to where both sides would be warm.
Okay.
And really, it was just fun.
Did you knead the dough out and all that kind of stuff for your cobbler, or how'd that work?
Well, when we got it done, we...
Did you use Hungry Jack biscuits? or crescent rolls? What do you use for your bread?
We have...
Do you remember?
They cooked those at Camp Joy, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we didn't have any bread. They just, put the peach cobbler in a cup with some ice cream on top.
I got you. Ooh, ice cream while you're camping. There's not much better than that, is there?
What'd you cook at our camp?
We cooked steak, corn, potatoes.
You cooking corn on the cob, or are you cooking it in a
corn
like a
on
pot?
The cob? Yeah.
Is that right? Taters?
Yeah, we cook taters.
How do you make your taters?
Well, it's been very long since I can't really remember how we made them.
Well, say now, if you can't remember how you made them, Garen, how are you going to be able to do it camping next time?
Just listen to
her. Oh, now the leader is good. Okay, I see.
Just listen to her.
Listen to Linda. I got it.
What do we make for dessert, Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, go over to the microphone.
I don't know.
Oh, well, now we just talked about it a minute ago.
Oh, banana in a boat.
Get over toward the microphone.
Banana in a boat.
What is bananas in a boat?
It's a banana cut open with chocolate and marshmallow, and you put it in it, wrapped up in tin foil, and you put it on the grill.
Really? So it's heated up? You're heating up your bananas?
Yeah.
Is that a healthy way to eat it, or do you even know?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Me and him, we don't know.
We just liked eating them, didn't we?
Yeah, we just liked to eat them.
So you got to eat the bananas in the boat too, huh?
Yeah, we all did. Yeah. But not every single scout was there. Like we had another scout. We had other two scouts. Well, one of them's not really a scout, but the other one is.
But everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
We went hiking every morning, and it rained all day long, every day for 5 days.
Did you like hiking in the rain, or would you rather it have been sunny? Because, I mean, sunny might have been hot.
Rain, we were right by a...
Go to the microphone.
When we went hiking in the rain, we were really close to a river, and a dam.
Lake Carlisle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lake Carlisle. When there was this car coming, I don't know what, but Linda just told us to get over the rail onto the rocks.
Get onto the rocks away from the car.
Yeah.
See, now that makes sense. I mean, you never know
if
the car's
She didn't want us to get all the way down to the end of the rocks because we would have fell in.
Yeah. This is scary.
Yeah, it was pretty darn scary.
No, I mean, you guys telling stories on me, this is scary.
So did
yeah,
you?
It was pretty fun.
So, Garen, Linda, I'll shut your mic off. Did anybody fall into the river? Or was,
no one fell into the river.
Was anybody put into an unsafe situation by Linda Sargent?
No. No one was.
Just teasing, just a joke.
No one was.
Good. Well, that's outstanding. All right. Yeah, Jeffrey, you had something you were going to add? You were put into an unsafe situation?
Into
the microphone, Jeffrey.
When we were walking the rescue dogs, there was a snake in the path.
Oh, man.
Oh, really? Was it alive or was it dead?
It was alive. And she ran.
She screamed.
This big.
How big was it? about a foot long.
It was a black one.
A little garter snake,
the
probably.
The first time, when we were
This has gotten out of your control, hasn't it, Linda?
When
we went back from the thing, I was taking a, when we came back from our first mile, we were heading back to our second mile. Before I knew it, like, the dog I was walking, there was this creek of water by this big pipe. He literally did something very ungodly. I didn't know that would happen. He pulled me down.
He dragged you into the water.
No, he didn't drag me on the water. He just dragged me to this log, like...
Oh no! You hit
it.
Hard.
It hurt. It hurt really bad.
Well, but you're still doing it though. You're still wanting to help people.
Oh yeah.
All right, now tell me again, what's going on this weekend? Tell me what is
we
going
are
on
doing,
this weekend.
We are going to do the food drive for.
You're doing the first half or the second half?
Scouting for food.
We're scouting for food. We're doing the first half. We're tying knots. We're tying bags on knots to the doors.
Yeah.
Then next Saturday we're going to pick them up. We're having two groups.
Yeah. So you got one group going this weekend, another group going next weekend?
Well, no. Both groups are going next week.
Okay.
And
we're going to pick
them all up. Yeah. Then we're going to drive all the way to the food pantry, sort them all out.
No kidding.
Yeah, we're going to sort them all out. Then we're going to leave. Then we're going to go back and probably have a very
hot
big
dogs.
Sub.
Probably have hot dogs and the banana boats. Okay, I got it.
We get to have a feast when we know that the community has food. So.
Well, see, now that's wonderful.
So before we eat, Mike picks one of us to do a prayer before we eat. Last year, it was Bryson. He was the one that didn't get to come to the camp, Camp Joy.
Uh-huh. I got to tell you, Garen, if he asks you to do the prayer, you folks may never eat.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Were you part of the food pantry drive last year, too?
Yes.
Do you like that?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty fun.
Well, that's cool.
When I first did it on my first year there, one of my friends named Landon.
Yeah?
He's not here.
Yeah?
I was wearing one of my shirts, and I was just like, and he literally poured hot sauce.
He poured hot sauce down the back of your shirt.
Yes.
Well,
and I woke
that
up.
Landon is a minx, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a little minx to me. I was like, what the heck?
All right. You're gonna stick through. You're gonna stick through Cub Scouts and become a Boy Scout after that.
Yeah, my parents want me to do that, but
wonderful.
I don't know about going to Eagle Scouts. I don't know yet.
Well, you see, now there's that's a big commitment, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the cooks at Camp Joy, he was a Eagle Scout already.
Yeah. Well, that's a big commitment. I'm about to ask Linda. I guess since you've been doing this long, you must really get a lot out of it.
I love watching them learn. I love watching them care about their community. I love watching the compassion they have for others. And, you know, when you're in a troop like this, even, you know, the Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts, they belong to, you know, they belong somewhere that's positive. And when they become a part of the community, they're going to take better care of it, you know. So I really encourage everybody to support the troops, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts.
If folks need more information or want more information, do they get a hold of you or who?
They can call me. That's fine, and I'll direct them. But it's 618-525-6969. If your child does want to be a scout, man, we encourage that you really. I mean, there's scouting troops everywhere,
right?
And there's none that are better than each other. We are all a team.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that in.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good because I'll probably be hearing from therapists.
Yeah, but I know it.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff.
You have a lot of fun. You have a good time,
yeah,
guys?
It was a lot of fun, and there's a lot of dedication.
There you
this.
Go.
It takes a lot of dedication, and especially if you're in this pack, because I'm pretty strict.
It's just an honor.
Jeffrey, you had one other thing you were going to say before I kick you guys out of here?
Actually do have my scouting for
Look,
food
he's
badge.
Got his scouting for food merit badge on there. That's pretty cool. That's all right.
It is actually an honor to be here with you, Bruce.
Well, thank you, Garen. That's very thoughtful to say. I appreciate you being here.
And it is actually a big honor to be with this pack.
Well, that what a
the first nice... time I went to pack the first time I went to pack 295.
Yeah.
These guys here were never with. All we had was, like, Zachary Linder. We had, like, three of the Linder boys there. And it was just me. And it was just a blast there.
Garen, you're doing a great job. Garen, I got to go. Yeah, thanks. Thank you so much for coming on the show, guys. I appreciate it.
It's just really
okay.
That's wonderful.
Please get ready to put your canned goods out this Saturday.
Put your canned goods out on Saturday. That was Tucker Childers, Jeffrey Blaine, Garen Bailey, Logan Lehigh, Angel Allison, and Linda Sargent. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. We'll talk to y'all again tomorrow.
Thank you.